The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to Michigan farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website at michiganmediates.org. How USDA may be looking to help Michigan farmers facing low commodity prices. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. USDA is considering aid for farmers and the 2025 crop. With more, here's Eric Pfeiffer.
Thanks, CJ. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Vaden says they're considering a bridge policy to help farmers facing low commodity prices. He told reporters that they're grateful for the provisions in the One Big Beautiful Bill. However,
we know that many of the most important pieces of the One Big Beautiful Bill don't come into effect until 2026. So the question is, and we don't get the Commodity Credit Corporation re-upped until really November of this year. And that's after the harvest is largely completed for our corn and soybean farmers.
He says the goal is to get farmers from this growing season to next growing season while they wait for those provisions to kick in.
Now, part of that is the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, the $8 billion that we have laid out, the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, the first tranche of which is about $4 billion total that we've laid out. The second tranche will be announced in September, which will cover crop losses that were not covered by crop insurance, and there may be future announcements to come in that respect as well. But all of that is only a partial answer. We are seeking to develop policy solutions to help bridge that, and that's what the Secretary and I are working on and what she's constantly talking to not only the President but other members of her cabinet about.
Vaden didn't offer additional details on what the policy could look like. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins was in D.C. for a cabinet meeting with President Trump when Vaden attended the Farm Progress Show on Tuesday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
As the saying goes, good things come to those who wait. But what if you don't want to wait? What if you want to pay for next year's seed order now? Then you're in luck, because if you pay for your order from Seed Genetics Direct before September 10th, they'll take 13% off. And you can pay your way with cash, check, or credit card. Just make that payment by September 10th and they'll take 13% off. So much for waiting around for good to happen. Visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Genetics Direct.
Hi, I'm Darcy Lipsky from St. Alette County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at your Michigan Ag weather update. Here's what's going on. Nothing over the weekend. That's what I like. We've got cooler, drier air in today, and it's going to hold all the way through Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day on Monday. As a matter of fact, I don't see any major trouble spots at all through a large part of the next 10 days to 2 weeks. What I do see, though, is a little bit of an increase in moisture coming down from the north and northwest as we go into midweek. Again, nothing happening between now and Wednesday morning, let's just say. I think Wednesday morning to midday, scattered showers start to work into the UP, and then through the balance of Wednesday and into Thursday, a nice little frontal boundary working its way through the Great Lakes region will bring some moisture. Right now, I'm going to put in anywhere from a tenth to three quarters of an inch, coverage around 80 to 90% of the state of Michigan. And then behind that, what do we see coming in? You got it. Another round of cool temperatures for the end of next week. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Below normal temperatures. Quite pleasant, quite comfortable. The dry weather continues then as we move through the first half of next week. And we see another front showing up right around Thursday again. So we're on the front every Thursday kind of pattern. It's not going to bring us a lot of moisture. That one, I think, up to half an inch. But there are chances of moisture here. If you need a finishing rain, I'm not sure I'm going to put these into those finishing rain categories, but there at least is some moisture around. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking back at Thursday's grain markets, here's Andy Eubank and Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke at the close of trade Thursday.
Markets again on Thursday morning started out like they've been much of the week, lower across the board, and then a bit of a switch in fortunes as the grains turned higher and nearby beans did as well. But that market is still trading as we speak, Carl, right around even. What was the turn of events? Just some bargain buying coming in?
Yeah, a little bit of bargain buying showing up. And we've seen some profit taking in the grains all week, just gradual selling. We got the first notice day on September contracts tomorrow. Today is positioning day. And of course, tonight when those deliveries come out, pretty much everybody wants to be out of the September grains. So we're seeing some rolling in those contracts here. A very good week for exports on both corn and wheat, also giving them some support here as the session progressed. We're the cheapest source for both of those grains in the global market, and the demand continues to perk up. We're knocking almost 400 points off the U.S. dollar today to give our export picture even more support with those cheaper commodity values. Soybeans did lag a little bit, and that's mainly because we really don't trade much in that September soybean contract. When August went off the board, almost all traders go straight to the November. Soybeans, South American soybeans have been under pressure, and that's put some weight on the U.S. market. We're able to shrug that off this week. Another good week of export sales on soybeans, 1.37 million metric tons, well above what trade was expecting for that complex.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Thursday, September corn gaining 3 cents at 385.5, December corn four higher at 410. September soybeans up a penny at 1028.25, November beans half a penny higher, 1048, September wheat climbing 8 cents to 510.25. October live cattle, though, dropping $2.60 to $236.92, but October lean hogs up 37 cents at $94.27. Check out our website. It's MichiganAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.